Welcome back to this week's installment of Expand Your Mind and Be Kind. Thanks for joining Ryan and I on our adventure, and I hope everyone enjoys our episode. Thank you.
Today's quote is from John Dryden. We first make our habits, then our habits make us. Hello. Jim.
Hello, Ryan. How was your week?
My week was good. It was insightful and there was a lot of stuff going on, but I'm happy it's Friday. How was your week?
Pretty much the same. I am also happy. Let us rejoice, Ryan.
Sing to the heavens. What are we talking about today? Oh, that's right. We're talking about electricity and
no,
how
I thought
it was
we were
formed.
No, Ryan. We're talking about the flight patterns of the Aborigine sparrow.
Oh.
European, not African.
That is befuddling because I have been wondering when we would talk about this for some time, so I'm very excited.
Me too.
Anyway, what we are actually going to be talking about today are habits, how you can form them, how you can use them to take over the world or make your life better, or just being mindful of what you're doing and how you're doing it, and if you would like to change some ways to do it. And Jim and I will just kind of have a conversation about what that looks like and share some stories from our own lives, and we'll see where the conversation takes us.
Sounds good to me.
Well, to kick things off, Jim, what is a habit that you do? What is something that you do that you enjoy? Or you feel that like it provides value to your life?
I would say music. I like either every day or every other day, I like to sit down at the piano in the evening and just play. I don't play a particular piece. I don't read the music. I just play. I'll just like find myself a bar or a scale that I like, and I go
do a little
relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of music, so I think that's a good outlet of. So, what do you feel like it does for you?
Relaxes me, kind of resets my mind a little bit. Yeah, it's enjoyable. I've recorded some things, but I don't do it very seriously.
There's no pressure, but you must share all of those recordings immediately on YouTube and give everyone the link.
All right, let's go. YouTube infamous.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
It's just something I enjoy. Brian, did you know that about me?
I did not. I didn't even know you played the piano. I knew you played the guitar and that you sang, but I didn't know that you played the piano. That's cool.
So the last couple of years, I've kind of fallen away from the guitar. Like, I still know how to play for the most part, but I don't know. I've let my guitar gain some dust, and it's sitting in the corner. It's kind of been neglected recently. I think it's nursing school, but it's just the playing the piano soothes me like no other instrument. So
that's awesome. Yeah,
that's what I've resorted to.
Have to hear you play sometime.
Except I don't actually play on command, and I actually don't play in front of people, so you'll never know if I play piano or not.
Fair enough. It's like that mystical I do this thing in private in the shadows in solitary confinement,
Right.
and no
I
one that can
swear
ever
I'm a
know
really
about
good
it.
singer in the shower.
But no one, but I won't. I
No
take a shower in a vault. Yeah,
Right,
it's
no one will
completely
ever hear.
soundproof. Yeah.
But how about yourself? What is something that you do every day that is a habit,
So
that is kind of a fix?
it's kind of a blend, actually. So I enjoy reading and writing, and I know that's kind of vague, but I'll do a combo of I'll write because I've been working on writing a story, long form fiction, and I'm actually getting
Not
pretty
short
close to
form.
being finished with it. Yeah, not short
I
form.
think you've told me about this story. I am a quiver with anticipation to
Yeah,
read
and
it.
so I will write and then I will read what I've written because I feel like you can't edit in the same mindset that you use to write. And so I go through and at least I haven't been doing a lot of hardcore editing, but I'll read to make sure that it's at least sensible or has some sort of a clear path in the story. And then, yeah, that's something that I do. In another time that I write during the day is at the very beginning and very end. That's completely unrelated to a hobby, and it's more of just to get things out of my brain. So I
Right.
do a little bit of journaling in the morning and a little bit of journaling at night. But
Kind of like a
yeah,
before
that's
the day, after the day kind of thing.
yeah. And for me, I've never really had problems sleeping, like going to sleep, but I've had a lot of problems staying asleep, and I attribute that to I have a very active mind, and I feel like in a lot of cases I have a lot of anxiety about things, and a lot of it is stuff that I can't control, or I worry about people and that kind of stuff. And so if I just write it out, I found that I've actually been getting better sleep because I've been getting some of those worries and thoughts and that kind of stuff out of my head before I go to sleep. And it's been a driver to some extent of my writing, for my hobby of writing as well. So it sparked a little bit of creativity.
Can I ask what your book is about? I mean, I think I know, but I don't think our
Sure.
listeners do.
So, the whole premise of the story is it, and I'm just going to give you very high level because some of the things will spoil if I tell you too much. It is a story about these people that were planted on the planet Earth, millions of years ago. And the beings that planted them there are, gosh, it's really difficult for me to say it without ruining things. So,
No. You don't have to divulge too many
and
details.
I want things to be a surprise for you, as well. But needless to say, it's a, the genre is like a science fiction. More like modern times take. It doesn't really have like any sort of political undertones or anything like that. It's really just a, or a utopian or dystopian. It's really just a like sci-fi, extraterrestrial, some alien dimensions.
Love everything about this.
So yeah, I'm very excited and also a bit nervous to share it with everyone, but I've deliberately not been sharing iterations of chapters or anything because I want it to be kind of a surprise. So that's why I've been
Well,
a
cool
little top
beans.
secretive about it. But yeah, it's been something I've been enjoying, and yeah, so as far as the habit and what it contributes, it's really helped my mental health, but also just quality of life in general to be able to do something that, allows me to use some of the creativity.
So I guess moving on from there, what is how do habits affect your life? Like, what habits do you do in the morning? Like, how do you start your day? Like,
Sure.
what are your rituals, I guess?
Yeah, so in some ways, rituals and habits are kind of synonymous because you know, doing them. So I'm thinking about it in this as the same thing. So my day-to-day morning routine is a little bit of wake up in the morning. I wake up really early. I'm an early bird, for better or worse.
You get the worm.
So I'm up at about 5 a.m. every day, and I wake up and I instantly drink a glass of water because you're dehydrated when you wake up from
Right,
breathing, that kind
if
of
you drink
stuff.
water too fast, you can aspirate. You should instantly drink it.
Well, I tried doing it intravenously, but that didn't work out very well either. So I didn't do that whole IV process as well as I should have. But so I drink a glass of water at a reasonable pace, and then I write down three things that I'm grateful for, and then three things is kind of like a commitment to like what I'm gonna do to have a good day that day. And that's actually in an app that I use. And then I do a little bit of meditation and some exercise. So I do 7 minute workouts. So they're like circuits of it's like high intensity interval training type stuff.
I know of it.
And then I eat breakfast, which is normally a thing of a handful of almonds, yogurt, and a protein bar. And then at that point, I'll do some writing normally. And then generally, Catherine's up and I'll make coffee at a French press and drink some coffee and get started with work is what my weekday is and looks like. And the weekend is the same kind of stuff, but some of the coffee experience is done a little later due to Catherine liking to sleep in.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, it's the ritual that gets you through the day, and it's stuff you don't even think about.
Yeah, well, and that's the nice thing about we have a thing called, you know, decision making fatigue, right? And that's really something that prevents us from being able to use our brain power on things that are really important. And so you should take as much of the guesswork as, this is my personal opinion, take as much
Oh, how dare you?
guesswork out of your morning and evening routines as possible. So you're not thinking about, you know, what am I going to eat for breakfast? What am I going to eat for dinner? You could do a little bit of planning for those things, but the breakfast, you can eat a well-balanced breakfast every day and not have to think about like, what am I
Right.
going to make for myself and those different kinds of things.
I mean,
What about you?
for me, it's much less healthy. You have like the ideal start of your day medically, like it's full of mindfulness and meditation and exercise and good nutrition, and it sounds like a healthy sleep schedule. Yeah, you just scramble all that up and do none of that, and that's pretty much me.
Well, your life is a little bit more chaotic than mine at the
True,
moment, so.
true. But still, so I usually my sleep schedule varies very, very much. There are days I have to be in at the hospital at 6:45, and so with travel I have to get up at 5:30. And there's other days, especially on the weekends, where I don't have to work until 11, 12 o'clock, and I will sleep until 10. And I know my body hates me for it, but yeah. And then you throw in a really busy, always on the go schedule, which is what I always feel like I have. I usually skip breakfast, or if I do eat breakfast, it's grabbing a bar on the go, like a breakfast bar, and grabbing a pot, like a cup of coffee. I would say a pot because it's almost true.
I was going to say you're going to the bar and buying pot, Jim. That's not a good way to start your
Yes,
day.
no, grabbing a pot of coffee. And yeah, like I just have barely enough time to get ready and like take care of my dog, and I'm out the door. I'm gone for most of the day. And then I always feel like I have things going on, so I don't really have a lot of set healthy habits. It's a lot of just fleetingness, living by the seat of my pants. Which I recognize it is not sustainable, and it hopefully it will only have to continue for another couple of months. I would like to get to more of a place that like kind of like that is your reality. I think that consistency is so good for us as humans. We like speaking about me personally, I would feel much less tired throughout the day if I just got consistent sleep and enough of it. And then threw on like good nutrition and a little exercise onto that, which my body is constantly telling me that I crave, but I don't ever do. I don't ever give myself time to do it. But yeah, no, I feel like kind of what your schedule is more conducive to good health and sustainability.
Well, and a couple of comments on what you're saying about, some days you'll get up at like 5, and other days you'll get up at 10 or 10:30. What I read somewhere, I cannot remember for the life of me where it was, so maybe this is fake news, but
Golly.
I read that it's not as important that you get the same amount of sleep every day, but that you wake up at the same time.
Right. It's the circadian rhythm.
And so, even if you know that you're gonna be getting less sleep, it's better to just wake up at a consistent time than to go to sleep at a consistent time, because your body, the waking pattern is most important if you want to, have a good start to your day. And so your body acknowledging like, hey, this is when I'm gonna come out of sleep. You can actually, I've almost completely weaned myself off of alarms because I've gotten up at the same time every day for
Oh,
a
that is
while.
awesome. Yeah, you
Which
feel
is
so
bad.
refreshed too when you No. That's a good thing. I can think of times when I've had a very fixed schedule, or like times when I've been gone camping for a week or so, and like you just get into that natural rhythm of your internal clock, like your mind is telling you, okay, it's time to wake up. You don't wake up in the middle of like a non-REM cycle, and you're just like you feel like hot garbage. You're waking up naturally at the end of one of those cycles, and so you're much less likely to have a crappy start to your day.
Right. Yeah. And so it's like, it's one of those things where your body, yeah, your circadian rhythm is exactly right. It's one of those things that you can't consciously control your circadian rhythm, but you can impact
Right.
how you align to it. So yeah,
Right.
anyway, that's something that I feel like everybody should be mindful of. If you are feeling like, oh no, I'm gonna be going to bed at midnight or 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, it's more important for your awakeness
Right.
to wake up at the same time. The other thing is, I've heard throughout my past, and I would say I've even been guilty of it to some extent, is like, oh well, I'll sleep, when I'm old, or like, not when I'm dead, but like what, like, oh, I'll just get a good amount of sleep later. There's a book called Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, which is a complete full testament to why that's a terrible mentality to have, because sleep is pretty much connected to every point of your well-being and health.
Right.
So anyway.
Your immune system, your metabolism, your neural health, like your
Right.
hormone levels, everything is tied into that kind of like recharge period
Exactly.
that is sleep. But
Yeah.
yeah, you know, so what other things about habits would you like to talk about, or do you have like thoughts on?
Well, I think one thing that I would encourage, because I've done quite a bit of reading on habits, because for a while, I struggled with doing things that I wanted to do consistently. So, forming habits. And I was curious about science that was related to it, because I like to understand things from scientifically backed research or case studies. So I can, easily translate that and standardize it to my application of the material. And so I was reading a few books. One of them is called Atomic Habits by James Clear, and then there's another one by BJ Fogg called Tiny Habits. And they're both really, really good books. But the big takeaway for me is, one, a habit takes about 30 days. So if you've heard something about 30 days, that's pretty accurate. That it's not nailed down that that's exactly how long it takes to form a new habit. Mm-hmm. But the more important thing is taking things at a micro level. So when people want to start exercising, right, they say like, oh, I have to go to the gym for an hour, and I have to bring all my equipment with me, and I have to do all these things. And so that leads to burnout and eventual, you know, kind of ceasing of the habit, because you're doing too much too quickly, and you can't always rely on your motivation to do things. So you need to actually bake in the lowest possible effort that you can, but make it consistent. And so instead of going to the gym for an hour, just say like, I'm going to go outside and walk for 5 minutes every day. Mm-hmm. And doing that at the same time is also helpful. And if you can do it in the same tennis shoes or whatever else, that can also be helpful, because it kind of does a little bit of frame setting for you. But if I walk 5 minutes a day, my goal tomorrow is not walk 10. It's to consistently say, I will always walk 5 minutes every day, because chances are you're going to walk more than 5 minutes. But people that increase their goals every day or their habits, they actually end up doing less or breaking the habit, because it gets to a point of diminishing returns. Like, oh, well, what if one day I don't feel like exercising for 2 hours, right? Like, if I got to that point. So takeaways: make the habit small. So make it a very small commitment. Don't try to take on too much at once. Focus on consistency rather than amount. So if you want to start a new habit, I would pick one. So Jim, what's something that you've been wanting to do, but just haven't really either made time for or haven't prioritized, as something that you feel like would have a good quality of return?
Using the 7 app that I have. I know it's not a big commitment. I know you put me on to it, the 7 app, the workout app. And I would just like, not necessarily to get myself into a 6 day a week, you know, 7 hour, 8 hour commitment to working out every week, but just having that consistent exercise time every day.
Yeah.
I think would be beneficial for me. Just getting that habit kind of ingrained into me, and then I can take it where I want it, you know, once it has really kind of solidified.
Yeah, and the thing about that app or anything that's timed is, I mean, that's very easily controlled. It tells you when you're done, tells you when to start, and tells you when you're done. Like each morning I get a push notification that says, you know, are you ready to start, which is another thing that technology allows us, right, is
right,
kind of a reminder system to keep it in front of your vision. Some of that, if there's too many, it becomes noise and isn't really helpful, but that's cool. Well, I would encourage you, if you're willing to try it, is to just try one circuit of 7. I mean, it's easy to not do, but it's also easy to do. It's kind of one of those things where it's like
mindset.
It's very easy to just say, no, I don't really feel like it, or I'm too tired, or any of that kind of stuff. But if you, I promise you, no matter how tired you are, if you drink a glass of water and do a little bit of exercise in the morning, it does, like, it has magnanimous results. You won't even, it's not even really comparable to not doing those things. You just feel more awake, more refreshed. Your brain just feels to function better, and you can think more clearly. And especially if you're in school or you have a job that relies on you getting up and at them early in the morning to get engaged with that. That's, anyway, I don't want to soapbox on it, but that's something to definitely try. Yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 yo.
Well, cool.
So yeah, you want to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the Be Kind for this week?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, sounds good. Jim, Welcome back, everyone.
So what is our Be Kind this week?
Well, I think the Be Kind would be to encourage people that you're
eat close kind
with.
Bars.
That too. Yeah, eat kind bars. They're not a sponsor of the podcast. Also, I want to correct something I said earlier. I think I said that it will have magnanimous results, which I feel like is a terrible word to put in there. I meant to say exponential results. But anyway, I don't know why.
Magnanimous is not the worst word you could have used. You could have used many words that were much worse.
But anyway, I didn't want to diminish what I was saying. So yeah, today's Be Kind. I would say the best thing that you can do is when people are trying to form new habits is to encourage them to kind of take away from what we were saying today, which is keep your goal of starting something new very, very, very small. And to encourage people to be consistent with it rather than have as big of a quantity as possible. So if I said something like, well, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm going to diet and exercise and stop doing all these things at once. The better thing to do would be to tackle one of those. And then once you get that down and you turn that into a habit, then to introduce something else. But you can fail very easily by trying to take on too much at once. So just to encourage people that you're close with, friends, family, to do the approach to forming new habits that way. Is there anything that you want to add, Jim, or anything else you think we should be keeping in mind?
No, I think that's really good advice, and I think we could all. I mean, I'm gonna take it. I could use a little bit of that in my life as I finish up nursing school and get started in my job.
Yay!
Well said, Ryan.
I'm so excited for you. All right, we will be right back with our recommendation for the week.
Yas.
What do you got for us today, Jim?
Ryan.
Recommendation Nation.
We're talking about habits. We're talking about bettering our lives. I have this cool, new, fresh app you need to try.
Nice. What is it?
It's called TikTok, baby.
Boom. All right. What kind of videos are we going to be making?
Oh, yeah. Dance videos, of course.
Only dance videos.
Only dance videos.
Only to BTS.
And we're going to become internet famous.
We're going to be K-pop backup dancers on TikTok.
No. We're going to be backup dancers for the backup dancers for K-pop dancers.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
On a real note, we actually mentioned it earlier in this episode. It was an app that you put me onto. And I want to make this recommendation to our listeners. It's the exercise app 7. It's very, you can get it on the Apple Store and Google Play. It is a very easy to use app. I mean, I think we could both speak to that. I mean, I've tried it a little bit. I haven't implemented it into my life fully as we revealed, but, it makes working out less of a task and more of kind of a game almost. You log in or you open up your app and then you get your daily exercises. It's a very high intensity, you don't require any machinery or heavy equipment. A lot of it's just kind of like push-ups, pull-ups, like Pilates kind of things. And
it's a lot of like calisthenic work. Yeah,
calisthenic. And it literally takes 7 minutes to get through it if you complete it at the speed that the app suggests. But the beauty of it is you don't have to do exactly what they tell you to. There's a lot of, you can customize workouts. You can say what workouts you like better than others, and it can be personalized. But more importantly, the app gives you those push notifications. So you just kind of like it's that little voice in the back of your head, like, hey, you got 7 minutes?
It's
You
time to do an
have
exercise.
the time that it literally takes to order a coffee at Starbucks to do a quick exercise before you go to Starbucks and buy that pumpkin spice latte that's going to be like 1,000
Oh
calories.
yeah, pumpkin spice all day, baby. That's my
Yeah.
jam.
I love that song too.
Yeah, pumpkin spice.
But yeah, no, it just download it, give it a try. I will be giving it a sincere try this coming week. This is a promise. And start good habits in small ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And to add to the app, even if you're not going to download an app, even if you're not going to do something with your phone, just go outside and walk for 5 or 10 minutes. If you're not up to, maybe your excuse is like, well, I've had an injury or all these different kinds of things and
Or
I
I've had a
can't
really rough day.
jump up and down or move around and do that kind of stuff. That's fine. But you can still walk, or if you have a treadmill or something like that, even just walking is really good for you. So just to remove as many obstacles as possible. I just feel
You
like
see
I
that?
wanted to.
You see that seven notification at seven? It doesn't mean you have to get down on the mat and start pumping out crunches and push-ups. Just take that walk.
Yeah.
Do
And
something.
walking
Do
is good for
anything
you
that.
anyway.
Exactly. And your dog would love it if you have one.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And thank you for that recommendation, Jim.
No, thank
We
you, Ryan.
will see you next week.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, everybody, thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to it as much as Jim and I enjoy making it. If you'd like to subscribe, we will be sending out future content within the coming weeks, months, and years. So feel free to do that, and we'd love to have you
And
around.
Ryan, don't forget we're on social media.
Oh, that's right. We are on Twitter at expandmind, be kind, and that is the letter B. And then we are also on Gmail. If you want to send us an email, it's expandyourmindandbekind@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us questions or any thoughts that anyone may have, and can't wait till the next episode.
Like Dr. Dre.